This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, before we get into something that is serving as a PSA of sorts, we just received a press release from Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, from his people. And it is entitled Mayor Ed Gainey's statement on the DOJ, Department of Justice, no longer listing Pittsburgh as a sanctuary jurisdiction. Okay. So apparently Pittsburgh is no longer listed as a sanctuary jurisdiction. Well, Mayor Ed Gainey pretty much says, well, wait just a minute. The press release reads as such. The U.S. Department of Justice has removed the city of Pittsburgh from its listing of so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. At no point have we received formal communication from the federal government regarding the list. Our priorities remain the same, serving and protecting all Pittsburghers with fairness, dignity, and respect. It's important to make clear that the city of Pittsburgh has not altered its policies or practices. We continue to honor and protect our immigrant neighbors, who are an essential part of what makes Pittsburgh strong, through their contributions, cultures, and presence in our communities. We stand firm against any policy that threatens the rights and dignity of our residents. Our city will always pursue every available option, including legal avenues, to protect our people and the federal resources we rely on. I don't know what that means. Does that mean they want to be a sanctuary jurisdiction? Does it mean they don't want to be? Does it mean they're going to do what they want anyway, no matter what, under the Gainey administration? Kind of seems like that's probably it to me. But I don't know. I just hope the city, I don't know what kind of Mayor Corey O'Connor will be. I just hope the city can get through until January. They better hope there's not like a big snow or there's not some sort of bad event, really. This guy's mailing it in, 100%. You thought he was mailing it in before. My man's mailing it in from now until he's out of office. All right, I want to play this story because I talked about this earlier, and I am right in the sweet spot of age where this is an issue, this is an item, this is something that you have to pay attention to. And there's a bunch of stories that come down the wire, and I listen to a bunch of them during the day as I prepare for the show. And this was one that I said, you know, as a public service announcement, I think I need to talk about this some today. And it's this.
A colon polyp starts off being benign. Almost every colon cancer starts off as a benign colon polyp. And then it can be in you totally benign for years. Yeah. If at any point you do a colonoscopy and you find a benign polyp that was destined to become a colon cancer and you remove it, instead of getting colon cancer, you do not get colon cancer.
Okay, I'm 48, I'll be 49. I got my first colonoscopy when I was 45, and it's the only one that I've had to this point. I think I've only had one. Yeah, I think I'm due for another in a year or two. So when I started talking about this or talked about it on social media the first time I had it, I had talked to some friends, and they're like, it's no big deal. And then I talked to the guy who did it, who I know, which is not really as awkward as you think. It is what it is. Dr. Andy Thomas, who is, couldn't be a better man. I mean, really, he's an awesome guy. So I trusted him to do it. He did it. It came back. All was clear. So then I talked about how, and you heard that report right there. So essentially they could find something. And it's very simple to find and very easy to alleviate. And then moving forward, that could elongate your life by decades. What's the downside to this? So going back to when I had the colonoscopy when I was like 45, like three years ago, When I talked to people and said, hey, this is a simple process. Number one, you just take the stuff. It's not fun the night before, but it is what it is. Number two, it's the greatest sleep you'll ever have. It really is. I mean, you are out. And then you wake up and you get a ride home. And on the way home, you stop and grab something and you eat like a pig. And then you lay around the rest of the day. It's actually not a terrible situation. Schedule it for like a Thursday or Friday. So that happens. And when I got feedback from people, the number one reason, in a small sample size and not very scientific, was I'm afraid to have the procedure. I'm afraid of it. I don't like hospitals. So when you hear stories like that, and when you have a big medical professional come on and talk about how the colonoscopies increased in people between 45 and 49, that's good, and how it's still a procedure in which the test can find cancer cases earlier, I, as a PSA, and I don't like to preach to people, but I can't get across enough how easy this is and how much it could have a glaringly positive impact on your life, or at the very least, stave off a glaringly negative impact in your life. It is. It's so simple. It's about this. It's the simplest procedure I've ever, and I haven't had a ton of procedures in my life, but it is. As long as you have a ride to and from the hospital, and as long as you're ready to afterward eat like a pig, it's not bad. So what would be the excuses at 866-391-1020? That's 866-391-1020 for not going. Do you fall into that portion of the population where you're afraid? And if so, I don't want to try to talk you out of it. I'm just expressing, like that doctor did, how important it is. If they do find something, it's so simple to counteract that essentially could save your life. And what it could do is it could elongate your life. And I'm not talking about by a couple days or by a month or two. It can elongate your life by decades. So again, I hearken back to when I talked about this a couple years ago, right after I had it, and when I was tweeting about it, not during the procedure, but like the day after. And I was blown away by the feedback, by some. It was more than I ever anticipated, who said, you know what? No way, no how, never. I'm scared. I'm not going to do it. I just can't do it. And it's not my job to talk you into it or to go back and forth with you, but if that's what's keeping you from it, then the other side is even worse. The other option could be death. It's just, when I hear stories like that, and when they come down the wire, and I listen to them, and I go, okay, so the risk-reward, the reward is so much greater with some ease than the risk, I just thought I had to bring it to you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.